Anybody go for it?
Last Comic Standing, what happened?
Oh, here we go. What happened on Last Comic Standing? Okay. From what you guys saw on TV, basically it's this, you know, it's what happened. I was doing the show. I had snuck in a cell phone, and that was a big no-no in the contracts. You're not allowed to sneak in cell phones because they think that you're going to leak out information to the media, and they're going to know the, you know, the outcome of the show before it happens.
Why?
Well, that's what they wrote in the contract. I'm not finished telling the explanation of the story, so hold on. Mr. Impatient. I didn't care. I still snuck in a cell phone because I wanted to keep in touch with my girl. Now, see, here's the thing. NBC puts a phone on the show so you can make calls. But I didn't want to make phone calls on camera, recorded, because I didn't want to have drama on the show. I wanted to win the show because I thought I could be the funniest comedian on there. I didn't want to have the best drama because I saw people calling their loved ones. They're like, I miss you so much and I love you. I can't live without you. This is it. I'm going to do this for you. And I'm going to do, we're going to win the money. We're going to go to Tahiti. I'm like, I don't, oh my God. You know, I didn't even call my girl because, man, I don't make traditional phone calls. I call my girl, you know,
hello. Oh, hi, baby.
Do you miss me?
Hold on.
Some of you get it right away. Some of you are like,
is she washing?
Yeah, she's washing. So that's why I had snuck in the cell phone. Here's the thing. I get caught on camera. I thought they were going to kick me off. As soon as it happened, bro, where they busted me with the cell phone, I thought right then and there, that's it. I'm getting kicked off. This is how crazy they are, okay? They said that I broke the rules. They took the phone away from me. They waited 3 days and made up this thing about how I was breaking curfew and I did this and that. And then as soon as they recorded 3 more days of footage, including the roast, where everybody roasted my big ass, you know, then all of a sudden, one day before everybody moves on to the next round, one day, they nail my ass, you gotta go. And I was like, what? So they kicked me off the show. 8 million viewers. I made history being the first Mexican ever deported off television. It was painful. Oh, I still got more. Check this out. So the night that the episode airs where they kicked me off the show, I tell my girl, I said, look, I don't wanna be home today. Because tonight is the night where they air what happened. I don't want to be home. Let's go out somewhere. Let's go have some drinks. Let's go dancing. Let's go do this or that, whatever. Anything but be home. Okay, baby. So we go out. I start drinking. I get wasted. I was gone. I did like 22 shots of Patron. Hey, it sounds crazy, but my record is 27. So I still kept it under. I was drunk. I was really, really drunk. And so at the end of the night, we're driving home, and I turn on my phone, and my phone was going crazy. I had forgotten that I had my fan mail account connected to my BlackBerry cell phone, so anytime I'd get a message, which was, you know, maybe, I don't know, like 5 to 10 messages I'd get per day, that particular night, 8 million viewers, my freaking message counter was going crazy. The phone was just vibrating and freaking numbers were moving. It looked like I was pumping gas through the phone. That's what it looked like with the numbers. I start opening these messages, some of the ugliest comments I've ever read, ever. Just, you know, you suck, you're stupid, your career's over, you messed up, you screwed up, you suck, you suck, you suck, you suck. Oh my God, I was like, because I was drunk and emotional. Worst message, bro. Worst one. You're a disgrace to your own race. Yeah. And I called my sister and I said, fuck you. But, you know, it worked out, man. A year later, I got a special that aired on Comedy Central, and I'm very, very blessed. It went gold recently, and you guys made that possible, so thank you.